as badly as Proposal 1 did amongst the electorate of Michigan, who not only said no to this proposal, but they screamed it from the highest rooftops. And it's very one-sided, as you've heard in the news. Basically, 4 out of every 5 voters said, we're not going to go that way. And they're not exactly saying in any way, shape, or form no to road funding or even maybe other forms of funding, but they didn't like the way this one was presented. And usually, no matter what, either way, voters are usually right. I mean, this is what the electorate has decided. So now, today, we move on. Or do we? I think there's still time for some what they would call Monday morning. We'll call it Wednesday morning, hump day quarterbacking on this issue. And there will be more discussion of the issue in a very public forum today at the Anderson House Office Building in the Mackinac Room. This is an event that's being held the day after the election by the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research. They are headquartered over at Michigan State University. Doug Roberts, of course, former state treasurer, longtime advocate here with this group as well. They talk about things, some big things, and a lot of the folks who are involved in this issue, pro and con, will be on hand, including our guest, who is the executive director for the Michigan League for Public Policy, Gilda Jacobs. Gilda, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Well, you were a vocal advocate here of this.
I
know if you think I used too much hyperbole there, I mean, it really was a very one-sided vote last night. Anything about that surprise you in particular?
Well, it really didn't surprise me. You know, we started to see what the polling was and starting to hear what the electorate was saying. You know, clearly there is a huge distrust of government. I think that played a lot into what happened. You know, unfortunately, you know, from the league's perspective, one, we would have increased the revenue in order to actually fix the roads, but we wouldn't put at risk many of the areas in the budget that the league is concerned about, you know, health, human services, education, local government. So, you know, as we move forward, and I think we have to move forward, we have to figure out a way to fix the roads, but not at the expense of other parts of the budget. And that's really going to be the real problem. That's going to be the challenge. This is a very different legislature. The political climate is very different than the ones that cobbled together this this compromise at the end of lame duck.
Gilda, are you worried that this legislature will now say, well, we heard the people out there, and we've seen polling. They want their roads fixed, but we're going to have to make some cuts, and we're going to give them their good roads, but we're going to have to make some cuts in other places. And the people spoke. Are you worried about that?
Well, clearly that's a concern that we have. However, there was some polling that was done. The Free Press actually just had an article about this, and Epic MRA wanted to, you know, go in and see what did people want. So, you know, a couple of things, and, you know, I'm not always, you know, a proponent of looking at all polling results, but, you know, even if they were somewhat right, close to 90% of the voters believe that it's time for the legislature to do something right away to repair the roads, and 64% still support raising a sales tax from 6 to 7%. If they're assured, if people are assured that that money's really going to go exclusively for roads, because that was, you know, that was an issue. This was a very problem is very complicated. And then large majorities also opposed for paying for roads by making deep cuts in other major spending categories. So I think people kind of understand this, but you know, when it comes down to the end of the day, there are a lot of people in Lansing, and, you know, I'm a former legislator, a lot of people that run on no tax increases, and that's how they get elected, and they're going to be reluctant to raise taxes. So I think they're going to have to hear from the people in their districts to say, well, it's okay, but do it this way.
Do you think there was a certain, not just a certain, but maybe a high amount last night amongst the electorate, the people who did vote, that they were saying to the legislature, do your job, don't kick the can down the road to us, and put your vote on the line and make a stand one way or the other?
You know, I think that was a lot of it, Dave, but what people need to understand that if this, a sales tax increase is part of any package going forward, it still has to go to the voters. You cannot raise sales tax without a vote of the people. That's a good check and balance that we have. So that, you know, that is not kicking the can to anybody else. But, you know, that is a solution that has to go to the voters. I think it's unfortunate when, you know, we kind of think back historically, when Proposal A was passed that changed how we fund our schools years ago, the legislature actually passed kind of a solution, if you will, their solution to taking care of the schools. Yep. And then there was then Prop A, which was an alternative that went to the voters. So voters could vote on Prop A, or by default, if that didn't pass, then the solution that the legislature came up with
and the trick,
would,
yeah, the
would
trick,
stay in effect.
Right, the trick there is you give them something that looks a lot less palatable.
Right.
Okay.
Well, but
those are my words, not those are my words, not yours, but that's been done before.
That's been done before, but at least you have an alternative. There was no alternative here. So there was no plan B. So now everybody has to go back, and you know, obviously there's going to be a lot of politicking, a lot of, you know, I mean, a lot of people are going to have to come together. When you have caucuses that are so divided when it comes to taxes, you're still going to have some give and take to come up with something that's going to be palatable in order to get enough votes to do anything.
Well, you wanted a yes vote. It's hard, though, to fault voters because when they're confused or when they're unsure about something, they generally, in most cases, not just in Michigan, they vote no. Because
yeah, absolutely.
You want to know what it is you're voting yes for. The default position is, don't change the status quo. It's like, I like steak, I like ice cream, I just don't want them on the same plate. That seemed to be what they were saying last night.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
Okay, so your group and with the league been around for many, many years, not just you, but the league itself for decades. Now, you're going to advocate in the days to come to make sure issues that you think are critically important, not just roads, are included in this equation. I've been guessing that that is going to, I think I'm making an educated guess that that's going to take place here.
No, that's exactly right. One of our major policy agenda items for the last 4 years has been the full restoration of the state earned income tax credit. That was a part of this compromise. That was huge for low-income working people. So as we move forward, we want to be able to see those kinds of changes being made where those earning the least among us are protected in our tax structure, in our system.
Right.
And clearly we're concerned about education
yeah.
services and health services. You know, mental health dollars have been cut. Programs have been decimated all over the state. You know, we need to do better in some of those areas, and we cannot squeeze some of these budgets anymore. They've been squeezed a lot.
Well, Gilda, as you know, the irony there is that EITC used to be championed by conservatives.
Yes, and it was still very nationally.
But nationally, just not here in Michigan. Yeah. Gilda Jacobs is the executive director of the Michigan League for Public Policy. She will be part of a forum today in the Mackinac Room, Anderson House Office Building, starting at 11:30. And this is being held this morning by the folks at the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research, all the players who are involved in Proposal 1 in one place. So it'll be very interesting today. And Gilda, we appreciate you getting up early and joining us to do
sure,
a little look back here. Gilda Jacobs with the league. Have a great
Bye-bye.
Morning.